What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Look out, world. The Dallas Cowboys are now 2-1 on the season. Welcome in. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Aaron, I am no Dallas Cowboys fan.
I am not a Cowboys fan.
I'm not a Cowboys hater. I don't think that there's as many haters out there as we truly believe. I'm not a Cowboys fan, though. I am a Seahawks fan. I have been for a long time. I am not a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I loved how they looked last night against the New York Giants. It may not have been the prettiest thing, and it may have been some ugly primetime football that has been delivered to us over these last couple of games, but in the end, I loved what I saw from the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, first of all, when you said there's not as many haters as you think, or as maybe is perceived to be out there, it made me think they're almost the reverse of the old saying. You know the old saying, they don't boo nobodies? It's hard to hate a team that is sort of just not very good from your – they're good enough. They're good enough. They're just not – like Tom Brady is hateable. The Kansas City Chiefs, I guess, to some degree are hateable. The Los Angeles Rams, after winning a Super Bowl, are maybe hateable. The Dallas Cowboys eking by in the worst division, which might not be the worst division this year, but in most years, and then getting, you know, embarrassed in the playoffs is not hateable material. But I will say, you know, I do agree with you, and it's for all the variables that everybody on this network has talked about over the last 12 hours since that game went final. But, you know, you deal with the Dak injury, and the two wins over the last 2 weeks, they haven't been pretty, and they haven't been aesthetically pleasing, but you're sitting here at 2-1 without your starting quarterback, and now kind of the point I just made. There's some easy wins in theory in the division as you start to get healthier, with obviously Washington coming to town this week. The schedule, you got some advantageous games built in with the Bears and the Colts and teams like that. So it's just funny. You look up, and I think 2-3 weeks ago we were ready to pack it in on the season and start talking about 2023. Here we are at 2-1 in the top of the division, or, you know, not right behind the Eagles at the top of the division.
No, but they're in the hunt. And the point about where we were 2+ weeks ago on that Sunday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the immediate aftermath of that. Like, yep. If you're a Cowboys fan, the sky not only was falling, it fell smack dab on top of you, and this season was over before it started. That was the feeling that we got after that Sunday night opener where they score 3 points against a really good Tampa defense. And now you come back, and we are heading into week four, and they are 2-1. And they've beaten the Bengals. And, yeah, they needed a last-second field goal to do so. But Cooper Rush, again, another winner. Another win for the Cowboys' backup quarterback. And it was more last night on how they did it. And that's the part that I get stuck on, Aaron, is I love the recipe for it. And I thought to myself, you know what? That recipe beats a Giants team. Maybe it doesn't beat a Buccaneers team in week one, but it beats a Giants team. And then I thought about it a little bit more, and I said, you know what? They ran the football, and they got after the quarterback. Sacked Daniel Jones, what, 6 times last night? 5 times. Mm-hmm. So they have pressure on Daniel Jones. They get after him. Tony Pollard's over 100 yards. Ezekiel Elliott's averaging 5 yards per carry. He had 73 yards and a score. CeeDee Lamb dropped what could have been a walk-in touchdown. Had one defender to beat. But anyway, was able to then regroup and haul in a late one-handed touchdown that really gave Dallas a lead that they would never relinquish. And I look at all of that, and I like what's going on. And my only question that I have is, why can't it be this way with Dak? Because the Cowboys aren't perfect. But the way that they played last night covered up a lot of their deficiencies. And the banged-up offensive line, hey, just run the ball, just go straight forward. You don't have to do much. No crazy throws. You're not whipping it all over the field when you only have CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of other guys. And it's no disrespect to the bunch of other guys, but it really was. I mean, outside of CeeDee Lamb and Noah Brown, no one got more than 3 targets last night. So you're keeping it close to the vest. And in the day and age where Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore get ripped with everything that they do, to be able to put together a game plan, and I love the Cowboys from the start. I was surprised that they were underdogs to go in, win that game, not have Cooper Rush get sacked, not turn the football over, and have the rushing game and get CeeDee Lamb involved. An absolute masterpiece by Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore last night.
Well, and it goes, it's funny, right? I mean, we get so caught up in everything in football that's new and interesting. And last week when we were, doing the short-lived DTF, the Dan Byer-Torres show from 3 to 4 Pacific.
It's another new name. DTF's a new one, but hey.
Well, I think it was BTF.
Fun. Yeah,
well,
BTF.
And now I'm off my train of thought, to be perfectly honest. But I will say, When I hear you kind of lay it out, it is so funny. Oh, I remember what we were talking about, what I wanted to get to. I said, I remember us talking about Nathaniel Hackett, the Seattle Seahawks coach. And what we said was, or the Denver Broncos coach, excuse me. Yes, I'm getting my Russell Wilson teams confused here. So we said about Nathaniel Hackett, when we label everyone a genius, by definition, there are no geniuses, right? And so I bring it up because I think we get so caught up with the new and the exciting and the young and this guy's a Sean McVay assistant and this guy did this with Aaron Rodgers and blah, 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 blah. There are some tenets that throughout the history of football always end up, if you can do those things, it always ends up working well for you. Now, your ceiling might not be what Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are together. Your ceiling might not be what Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford are together. But if you can run the football, if you can control the clock, if you don't have turnovers, it puts you in a position at the very least to not lose a lot of games. And then it comes down to, can you make the 2-3-4 plays to win it? You go back to this past weekend, right? Think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, they have Tom Brady, but they're down a million wide receivers. They're down a million offensive linemen. They can't do the things that you need to do to win games in the simplest way possible. They can't protect the quarterback so that he has more time to throw the football. And the Cowboys are almost the exact opposite. They're down the quarterback, but everybody else has kind of found their role. Everyone else has kind of found, you know, they're doing what they have to do. And again, to your point, why can't this continue with Dak? Again, if you can run the football, if you can control the clock, if you can get after the quarterback, that translates at the high school level, the college level, even at the highest level in the NFL.
Like, I'm watching them play last night, and it may not have been at the highest of levels, but it's reminiscent of a 49ers team. I mean, really, running the football, trying to get the football into your playmakers in certain spots, CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard, Ezekiel Elliott, same thing the Niners would do with whatever healthy running back they have at the time, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, quarterback somewhat limited, Jimmy Garoppolo, Cooper Rush, like all of those things. Those are all those things. And the 49ers actually may have better offensive line and better defense, but both getting after the quarterbacks, and that's the recipe. Now, this is the dangerous part with Dallas, right? So Dak does come back. Maybe week four seems pretty iffy, but you know, Jane Slater reported last night that the thumb is looking good, but week five would probably be the opportunity for Dak to come back. Now, if you're Mike McCarthy, do you open this bad boy back up and say, all right, we've got Dak back, Michael Gallup's here now, look at what we could do offensively? Or do you continue to make the same batch of cookies over and over?
Well, I mean, I think you got to stick with what's working, and you know, if anything, take more off Dak's plate as he recovers from injury. And so that's, you know, that to me is kind of, I don't think you try to fix what isn't broken. Now, again, you go back to 2 weeks ago, obviously against the Bengals, a 3-point win. Last night, a 7-point win. So it's not as though they're blowing out teams, and you probably do need to open it up a little bit more with Dak in the lineup, and you probably can't continue to play the way that you play and expect to go, you know, 14-3, win the division and get the number one seed in the playoffs. But again, to your point, first of all, Dak doesn't have the physical tools, again, of Patrick Mahomes, of Lamar Jackson, where you need to, right? Like, a part of the Baltimore Ravens' success and failures comes down to, there's 3-4 plays where you got to let Lamar be Lamar. There's 3-4 mm-hmm. plays where you got to let Patrick Mahomes do Patrick Mahomes stuff. Josh Allen, the same. Dak's never been one of those guys. So to your point, I do not see why not only can you not continue to play this way, but let's take it a step further. Why you should not – I'm trying to avoid the double or triple negative here. There's no reason why you should not continue to play this way. It's not just that you can do it. It's that you probably should do it no matter who's the quarterback.
If Dallas fails when Dak comes back, is it a Dak problem or a Mike McCarthy problem?
That's a great question. This was one of my thoughts as I was kind of, you know, just processing everything last night, is that I'm not going to do the hot take radio guy thing and say that Mike McCarthy is upset that his team is winning without Dak Prescott. But I did have the thought, in a weird way, he's kind of a loser in this situation. And let me explain why. People driving around probably think I'm crazy. It's because of the fact that, I'll be honest, when Dak went down in week one, I sat there and said, another lost season for the Cowboys. And I know he's not out for the year, but he's going to be out for a few games. They're going to lose a bunch of games. And then by the time he comes back, the hole's going to be too big to dig out of. And we're going to have one more season where we can't really evaluate Mike McCarthy. 2 years ago, the same thing happened. Dak gets hurt early. The Cowboys are terrible. Can't evaluate Mike McCarthy because you didn't have your starting quarterback. Then last year, Dak comes back. They make the playoffs, but they have the meltdown against San Francisco late. And so I thought that Mike McCarthy was going to be in the position where, once again, we can't judge him, because by the time Dak gets back, the hole is going to be too big for the team to climb out of with their starting quarterback. Now you're 2-1 with the Commanders coming to town this week. And as I said, a relatively manageable schedule going forward, although obviously the Eagles are looking really good and they do have to go to SoFi a few weeks from now. And so I just sat there and said, man, Mike McCarthy, this kind of, it's working out well, but it kind of isn't working out well, because if Dak comes back and this team's in first place or tied atop the division or whatever, and then it starts to go south, yeah, some of it will probably fall on Dak, but he's making so much money, you can't get rid of the $40 million quarterback. Yeah. You can't get rid of the $8, $9, $10 million a year head coach, though, especially, and I know we'll talk about this throughout the show, there is a guy that's won a Super Bowl out there that is available for the taking.
Yeah, there are ample opportunities to find the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in candidates out there. And it also makes me wonder a little bit, you know, was Jerry Jones smarter than all of us in maybe putting this out there and saying last week and talking about, you know, the Dak Cooper Rush sort of – Nobody believes that it would actually be a quarterback competition. Really, really don't. Was Jerry saying that if things do go sour or do fall or take a bad turn when Dak comes back, to take some of that heat off of Mike McCarthy, knowing full well that they aren't going to do anything with Dak Prescott because of everything you just laid out, his contract. He's the one that's going to stay. Like, you almost wonder. It reminds me of the story when Bobby Knight yelled at Michael Jordan in the Olympics when he was coaching him in 1984, because Jordan was doing everything on the floor and Bobby Knight goes into halftime and yells and is like, come on, Jordan, can't you set a screen, you know, or something like that. Like, and it's showing, like, all right, you know, you're not going to cut Jordan. You're going to, you know, bench Michael Jordan or any of that stuff. However, it does send a message, you know, throughout everyone else, and maybe protects other people as well. And that's what I wonder if maybe Jerry Jones is doing and talking more about the quarterbacks, because I'm sorry, there is no reality where Cooper Rush is the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, but there is a reality that Mike McCarthy would not be back if things end up going sour with Dallas. Maybe
it was,
he's
funny,
playing chess.
Well, I thought about those quotes this morning as we were preparing for this show, because we talked about them last week on whatever the show was that we called it, BTF, you know, DTF.
Dan Torres and Friends,
DTF, exactly. So I thought about those quotes, and I thought exactly what you just said. Is Jerry playing chess when everybody's playing checkers? And then I looked it up. Cooper Rush, 63% completion percentage, about 6 yards per completion. In the last two games, he has thrown for, 215, 235 yards, not totally matriculating the ball downfield. So the quotes were weird at the time. Even with the 2-0 mark next to Cooper Rush's name, I do think they were just that, just quotes for us to talk about more than anything that will happen.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer, sitting in for Doug Gottlieb. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Byer on Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug today. Going to check in with former GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mark Domenech, who spent more than 20 years in NFL front offices. We're going to talk with Mark in just a matter of minutes. Isaac Lohenkron will be here with the latest in a sec. I do want to pass off something that Sean Payton said a few days ago, Aaron, and because it does, I believe, connect to the Dallas Cowboys. This was Sean Payton in speaking with the New Orleans Football Podcast last week about his possible future employment.
I really enjoy what I'm doing right now, and more maybe than I thought. If the right situation presented itself, Mike, I would definitely be interested in, there's no utopia, if you will, when it comes to teams. But, you know, if I felt like it was the right situation, I would have an interest in that. That all being said, you know, that could come in a year, that could come in 2 years. In the meantime, though, you do get immersed with what you're currently doing. Like, you want to be good at it and not just doing it. And so I've kind of just been focused on that. But I said this over the weekend, this past weekend's game versus Tampa was the first time that I had like a version of FOMO. I was jealous of everyone that was there, including random Bruce Arians on the sideline.
Great line at the end by Sean Payton. There is a utopia, and it's the Cowboys. It truly is. And so there are parts of that that I'm sitting there and I'm like thinking, if I'm a lie detector test, like he's telling the truth. That is a lie. He's telling the truth. That is a lie. And I'm not saying that Sean Payton's a liar. It's not what I'm saying at all. It's just he can't come out and say, like, I'd love to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, that's just my whole issue with it. And the Chargers job, by the way, wasn't open until all of a sudden Justin Herbert was still playing in the game late on Thursday. So –
Well, I would bounce back a little bit. I think with the utopia, I think you could take it one of two ways. I think you have a very aggressive owner that's going to do everything he can to help you in Jerry Jones. If anything, he's going to go above and beyond, maybe give guys contracts that he really shouldn't. But he's also going to put himself in the spotlight quite a bit, like he did last week with the Cooper Rush comments. So to me, you know, I think it's more utopic. I think that's a word than most places, but I'm not sold that it's utopia. And I'll definitely say this, you know, the Chargers, listen, if you don't have a quarterback, you have nothing in this league. I get all that. But if it really does come down to ownership, I mean, we've seen the Spanos family dating back to the San Francisco days, you know, we've seen what their limitations are. We've seen the family publicly fighting amongst themselves. So it'd be really interesting. You know, Sean Payton says this thing about how important ownership could be a factor in his next stop. I don't know that the Chargers ownership group, even with the quarterback, even in L.A., would be the perfect fit for him.
Mark Dominic joins us here on Fox Sports Radio, former GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How difficult do you think, Mark, it will be for Sean Payton to stay in the media biz and not return to football?
No, it sounds really difficult to me. You know, and I think you guys touched on some good points there. He's going to look at that quarterback. As much as he's going to want to talk about ownership, he's going to want to figure out which quarterback's going to give the best chance to win. So that will be there. But, I saw Coach Payton around Super Bowl week out in L.A., and you could already sense there was some juice in there. Like, he was talking about TV, but I still think he really wants that coaching gig.
So let me ask you this. In your experience, I mean, would you say if you were advising him or anybody else, because we know, you know, if things aren't right in that ownership box, or if you have an overly aggressive owner or a passive owner or whatever, is that quarterback, I assume, that's the number one variable. If you can get a young Justin Herbert just coming into his prime, that supersedes, that overrides anything that's going on in the ownership box?
You know, I think it does. I mean, he's got the opportunity because he's done well in this league and coached for so long. It's not like he's lacking cash. But you want to have success. And, yes, the ownership is part of it. But let's be frank, all 32 ownerships, they're all completely different. Some are very hands-off. Some are hands-on. I think you can know that. We know the Spanos family is very involved, obviously, with the Chargers. But at the same point, you know, knowing the Spanos family, I know it didn't end well in San Diego, and that's a shame for everybody. But I don't think it's a bad family. Like, I don't think they're a cheap family, a notoriously cheap family. They may not have the best in terms of being cheap around with their staff, in terms of being cheap around players. They haven't been that way. They may not have been the best warm and fuzzy family for the San Diego area, but that would not make me nervous knowing the Spanos family the way I know them.
Mark Dominic joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug Gottlieb. Broncos now 2-1 on the season, but still the heat continues on Nathaniel Hackett. And the story this past week, Mark, was the hiring of Jerry Rosberg to be their game management coach. How out of the ordinary is this move? And I guess to make it a two-part question, if it is or if it isn't out of the ordinary, is it out of the ordinary that it happened in season?
Well, okay, so I think in season makes it a little more out of the ordinary, but a lot of coaches around the National Football League, whether it's publicly known or not, have guys up there or coaches that are on in the box or are sitting there going, now's the time you challenge. Hey, challenge that play. So the coach doesn't have to have that whole mindset. He's got one person in his ear saying, challenge the play. It's kind of a game manager. That same coach usually is looking at the two-point conversion chart. That same coach is usually looking at situational football and giving his input. Again, the head coach could always override that. We had that with Butch Davis when I was in Tampa Bay with Greg Schiano. Butch was there to kind of manage the game a little bit. Even though Greg could handle everything, he just wanted another set of eyes on the field from a different perspective. Formerly, you know, obviously a former head coach too, which was good. So I don't think it's irregular that a lot of coaches have somebody to help them through those situations, but it is different when you bring it in during the season.
Sure, and I got to follow up. Follow up on this whole situation, because Nathaniel Hackett has been in the spotlight over these first 3 weeks of the season because of his decision making. And I've always been curious, Mark, and Aaron and I have had this discussion of you find coordinators, and he's a genius. This guy's a genius. That guy's a genius. How much game situation goes in during an interview? Because, like, I'm watching Nathaniel Hackett kick a 64-yard field goal in Seattle, and I'm thinking, does this come up in a head coaching interview, you know, when he's talking with the team? How much does that play in when you're trying to talk to a head coach or bring in a head coach on what they're actually going to do in game situations as opposed to what their philosophy is and how they develop players?
No, I love that. And you know what? I think it all comes down to who's helping the ownership group hire the head coach. Is the general manager running it, or is this a head coach first, or what's the logic behind it in terms of making this decision? And I've been through a head coaching search, and we had situational football questions. You know, what's your thought process if there's, you know, situations we put in front of them? How would you handle it? What do you think? What's something that you would do there? But, you know, the unique thing is it's not as detailed as it probably should be. We should have used video, right? And thinking as soon as you asked that, I said, gosh, I think a better way to do this is like, hey, here's a situation. What would you do defensively here? What would you do offensively here? What would you consider? And I don't think we deep enough into those kind of things. We certainly try to, you know, understand their coaching tree, understand their philosophy, understand who they may be able to bring with them. But I can guarantee you that there's not a lot of owners when they're in the middle of just trying to make this a hire, whether it's Mr. Ross or it's, you know, Mr. Spanos or whoever it may be, you know, they don't get into those kind of weeds, and they probably should dig into that deeper.
So, Mark, you know, obviously we know you're very familiar just with Tampa in general, and I would just ask you, the situation with Tom Brady, and there's nothing that's really happened in the last day or two, but obviously tomorrow is Wednesday. It's supposed to be his day off. Last week he didn't take his day off. He was out during training camp. I understand that he's an icon, but at what point is even an iconic player of his caliber just become a distraction? Because it feels like Todd Bowles is always having to answer questions about Tom Brady, about his absence, about why he is there instead of not being there. Again, you don't tell, you know, TB12 to retire if he doesn't want to retire. But it does feel like he's become a little bit of a distraction at this point, no?
Well, you know what I think is unique about this is I think it's not that he's been a distraction. I think it's more unique that I look at Tampa Bay and say, is he dialed in the way he normally is? Now, I understand Mike Evans isn't there, Chris Godwin's not there, and Julio Jones has already been banged up. And the offensive line, the front, the three interior offensive line are all new. But to me, it's like Tom's not playing to the level I'm used to him playing right now. And it's not an arm talent thing. It's something else. Because if you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, they're three games right now. What, they score 20 or less points all three games? That's not who they were. I mean, you go back to just last year, their first three games, they scored, what, 31, 48, and 28. Last year, they only had three games the entire season. They didn't score more than 20 points. Now they've had three straight games where they've scored 20 or less. And so there's something not clicking there, and I don't know if it's the heart drive. Maybe it's not all there. Maybe there is a lot of distraction on him personally. So I don't look at Tom as a distraction. I'm worried that Tom is distracted, and that would be my big concern in Tampa.
Mark Dominic joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, former GM of the Buccaneers, over 20 years in NFL front offices, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. What's wrong with the Raiders? The 0-3 Raiders. This is a team that goes to Nashville, and I know they were a two-point conversion away from tying the game. It doesn't mean that they were necessarily in the game. What do you think's going wrong in the early Josh McDaniels tenure in Vegas?
I just don't think they're targeting Davante Adams enough. I think that's a big mistake. I mean, again, this last week, I think he had – well, 2 weeks ago, he had 7 targets. I think this last week, he only had 10. You got to – when you have Davante Adams, you have to target him 14 to 16 times a game. Just it is what it is. And as a former GM, that's where I'd be going to talk to Josh McDaniels right now about you have to target this guy more. You can't play this game. We didn't give up all these picks. I know he's open, or I know he's covered, and sometimes he's double covered. He's got to go make plays, just like you've got to give the ball – to your star player, you know, Derrick Henry. You know, if he would have came out of the game with less, or if he would have come out of the game with 20 or less touches, I'd say, hey, Coach Vrabel, we got to talk about Derrick Henry. Well, Derrick got his touches. He got like 24, 25, and they won the game. But Davante Adams is not getting so that. And I know it's one piece of the puzzle, and it's a big piece. I think defensively, the only thing that's happening is they're just not getting to the quarterback the way that I thought they would at this point early in the season. So far, Max Crosby's the only guy that's got sacks. He's got 2. But their opponent has 8, so they're not winning there on the pass rush, and then I don't think they're using Davante Adams the way they should.
Mark, before you came on the show, Dan and I were talking a little bit about last night's Cowboys-Giants game, and one thing we talked about is kind of the Cowboys making sure when Dak does come back to kind of keep that DNA that won them that game and has really won them the last two, which is running the ball, you know, everything that they did last night. How do you find that balance between when Dak comes back, you want to let Dak be Dak, but also this is now a thing where Cooper Rush may be limited, but they're winning ball games even if they're close and low scoring. How do you find that balance when Dak does come back of letting him be himself, but also sticking with what's been successful while he's gone?
Well, I think you make a good point. You know, obviously they're splitting carries right now between Elliott and Pollard. We saw that almost perfectly last night. They both are running well. Pollard had some big plays. Pollard's not playing as well in the passing game as Zeke is in terms of protection, and that's going to be something that's going to be continuously focused on. But I think what you do is you understand that you want Dak to throw the football. I do think that getting Michael Gallup, you know, back to 100% is going to be a big piece of this puzzle as well, as that should time up pretty well for him and them. I think what you do is you put the tape on and you make sure that as a head coach that you're thinking about that you've got to have the balance. And again, you've got somebody that needs to be on staff that talks about like your run pass, you know, amount. And as much as I can appreciate, you know, Josh Allen throwing the ball 60 something times, there's got to be a balance in there a little bit, you know, and they couldn't get the ball in the end zone against the Dolphins to win the game. I think what Dallas is doing is that balance, and I think you've got to have somebody held you accountable to say, hey, look, we can win games like this, and Dallas can. But it's been impressive for them to pop these last two in the books, and I think they've got a good chance next week, too, before we might see, you know, Dak Prescott back on the field.
Mark Dominic joining us here at Fox Sports Radio. Last one before we let you go. Are you wearing, like, all Kansas Jayhawks football stuff right now? I mean, yes. There's good, you know, reason to.
I mean, since March started, Kansas sports in terms of basketball and football have not lost. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that all the way through March, all the way to now, whether it's basketball or football, they've all been undefeated. You know, it's unbelievable what's gone on there. I mean, being 4-0, it's shocking, but it's great to see fans get back in the stadium. So I do have a little Jayhawk pride going, but I'm not decked out in Jayhawk gear.
We'll ask you a lot more questions next week. We appreciate the time, Mark, and enjoy week four in the NFL. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug on this Tuesday, celebrating the Cowboys win. But there is always somebody who's got to come in and rain on the parade. Neither of us are Cowboy fans, by the way, if you're just tuning in. Hit Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. I don't even know if it – I just like the way the Cowboys played last night. That's all that it was. Like, you understand who you are, what you need to do, what you need to do to beat the other team. And a lot of times, I think that can get lost in football. I think it can get lost very easily in college football. It happens in the NFL. And the Cowboys come in. Giants were a weak 2-0 team, Aaron. And I just like what they did. And it wasn't pretty. There were field goals early, but in the end, I felt they wore the Giants down. They got after Daniel Jones. Giants have their own issues to figure out with in the wide receiving core now that Sterling Shepard's hurt. But I just really like how the Cowboys seem to play within themselves and won a big division road game.
So I'm going to make an analogy that will probably get me fired from Fox Sports Radio because it is so boring that nobody's going to care. But this weekend, big result in college football, Minnesota laying the smackdown on Michigan State. And why I bring it up is because if you kind of look at the stats, you could see this coming because Minnesota, and I know people don't like PJ Fleck, and I'm going to get fired for talking this much Minnesota football, but he realized about 3-4 years ago when he got to Minnesota, I can't recruit the athletes to beat Ohio State. I can't recruit the athletes to beat Michigan. The one thing we can do, we can big offensive linemen similar to Wisconsin and run the ball right at you. Minnesota leads the country in time of possession. They're number two coming into the week in rushing yards. And that is what they do. And that is the blueprint for success. And so I'm only bringing it up because the Cowboys with Cooper Rush are limited, but they have figured out the blueprint that works. And it might not be pretty, as we said to lead the show. It might not be Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, but wins all count the same in the win column. And I'll say this really quick. I do give a little credit to Mike McCarthy, right? For not reinventing the wheel, maybe if anything, kind of scaling things back. But he has found a formula that works with Cooper Rush at quarterback.
And I've got good news for you, Aaron. This network is the only network that actually approves of you talking
okay.
Minnesota football.
So yes. I know we have one of our biggest affiliates is in Minnesota because anything I say negative about the Vikings, I hear
yes.
on it on social media. So
yes,
shout
absolutely.
Out to the Golden Gophers. I will make
management
sure.
Management also has an affinity
That's
for
right.
the Golden Gophers as well. So
I yes, love the Golden Gophers. Sure. That wasn't even intentional. I love the Gophers. Yeah.
So far today, we've talked college football. We've talked Kansas, Stanford, and Minnesota. That's what you get here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Dan Patrick wasn't talking about college football. He was talking about the Dallas Cowboys. We're about to hear from him in a segment we like to call.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
All right. DP brings in his wet blanket when talking about the Cowboys offense.
All you got to do is have Cooper Rush hold on, get a win against the Commanders coming up next week, and then maybe Dak Prescott's back against the Rams, and then you're good to go. Now, is Dallas that good? No. Oh, that defensive line's unbelievable. Okay, I also have to look at the offensive line that the defensive line is going against. And that's not a good offensive line. Dallas put pressure on Danny Dimes. Absolutely. Wide receivers? Yeah. Running game? I like. If you give Tony Pollard the ball, I like Zeke as the changeup. Not the other way around. But when Dak Prescott comes back, they're still going to have a couple of issues here. And one is the wide receiving core. It's not dangerous. You know, C.D. Lamb has those moments where you go, oh, my God. But then he has other moments where you go, oh, my God. You know? So I don't know. And I didn't think they're going to miss Amari Cooper, but they miss Amari Cooper.
It's also because they're missing Michael Gallup. And they're also missing Dalton Schultz last night. So yeah, it doesn't look great on paper. We talked about the target share going to CeeDee Lamb and Noah Brown, Aaron. But Michael Gallup should be making his season debut at some point. And Dalton Schultz was close to playing last night, didn't do so. They held him out because of his knee injury. He comes back in. Like, I mean, it's not as bad. Like, there are issues on the offensive line, but if you're running the football like they were And it's been like that in Dallas, unfortunately, for the last 2 years for Ezekiel Elliott. Tony Pollard's actually been the more effective back. I think Dan's coming at it from the wrong angle.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And listen, you know, we can criticize all we want about, you know, how good are the Giants really. They were 2-0 coming into this game, and I understand two very narrow wins, at least against one team that we don't really have expectations for, Carolina, if not both with Tennessee. But you did also beat the defending AFC champs last week. And so that's my thing, man, is like, yeah, it's probably not sustainable for 18 weeks. And again, for the 100th time this hour, I understand that at some point you got to go up against McVay and Stafford and all them. But it's winning games right now. It is doing enough to put you in position when Dak Prescott comes back where you're not behind the eight ball. So I know we don't like to give Mike McCarthy credit for too much. I think he's done a good job. Obviously, Cooper Rush implementing the game plan. I give credit to them both.
Back in that, Johnny, if you will. Don't worry about it.
There it is.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. A big matchup coming up on Thursday with the Dolphins and Bengals. Bengals, Aaron, unleashing their white Bengal tiger uniform. Ooh. So that will be that is a sight for some sore eyes. People have been wanting to see that uniform in a while. Bunch of other alternative uniforms coming out in week four as well. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Kyler Murray is a hypocrite. We'll tell you why next here on Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.